This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, it's graduation weekend for a lot of schools around the area. Today, a look at the class of 2021 at Roseburg High School. Principal Jill Weber is here. Also, leadership student Amaya Fulton and RHS valedictorian Camille De La Cruz. Jill, what was the year like?
Oh, gosh. This year, it was just incredibly different. We had so many unknowns and changes throughout this year. You know, we started in the fall completely remote, and we asked students and teachers to figure out how to teach virtually. We brought in students in small groups at one point and then moved to hybrid, where we were doing a little bit of both in person and remote. We asked people to figure out what that looked like, students to transition to 90-minute periods, and all the safety masks and all that as well. But even with all that, I want to say that students worked hard, teachers worked hard, families were understanding and supportive, and I think we've all learned a lot this year and ended on a really good note.
I'm curious about how these 90-minute periods, how did that go?
It was a change for staff and students to stay in the same period for 90 minutes. It was definitely something we all had to adjust to. But I think with the smaller groups and the kids got to know each other better, and the teachers adjusted their learning, and sometimes we got up and had a walk in the middle of class. But I think it's worked out. Yeah.
And what was it like for some of the other things when you had less kids there, some kids there some days, some kids not? How do you keep track of everything else with that schedule?
Yeah, it was different. The hybrid caused some changes, and we even had some kids that chose to stay fully remote. So teachers were teaching students that were staying remote on cameras and zooming in. At the same time, they had students in the classroom, and they learned a new learning management system, Canvas, where we had all of the assignments and assessments and such online. It was a challenge at first to figure all that out on everyone's part. But again, we've learned a lot, and I think together we've really come through.
So Amaya, what was the year like for you? What did the senior year feel like?
Well, from a student perspective, I think the year of distance learning is highly dependent on each student. For me personally, I'm a very extroverted person, and so distance learning was really hard for me. I was craving a lot of interaction with students and teachers that I wasn't quite getting. But when we made the transition back to in person, I really appreciated it more, and I did enjoy the small groups. I got more personal connection with my teachers and my classmates. But I do know from experience with more introverted students, or students that even had trouble with just being at school, they really enjoyed the distance learning. And like Mrs. Weber said, they chose to stay remote, and it was the best decision for them.
So along with your classes, what else are you involved with at RHS?
So I am involved in leadership. I'm also involved in FBLA, which is the Future Business Leaders of America Club. I'm also a committee member for the local Distinguished Young Women Scholarship Program, which I participated in back in 2020. I'm also a ASTRA member at RHS, which is a community service club. And I participate in the RHS Brain Bowl, which is our trivia club.
So clearly you have plenty of free time.
Definitely, yeah.
So how did you do all those things, though, with the schedule that was in place?
Actually, being in school, I was only in school twice a week. And the workload was very manageable for me this year. And I think the school did a really good job of adjusting the workload to students' needs and making sure that they weren't overwhelmed this year. So I actually had enough time to do school and all of those things and still have time for myself to focus on college and all the things that come with getting ready for that. So I definitely felt that it was pretty balanced this year.
So Camille, talk about how things went for you this year and what everything was like.
For me personally, I think it was definitely an adjustment, but I think it went pretty well with the circumstances that we had to adjust to. Considerably with the hybrid learning model and everything, I can say that I was able to focus more on like my family and stuff like that, the activities, and I also learned like the importance of having like a community that like the school offered, which I kind of took for granted until this year, and I really appreciated us going back in person.
So along with your classes, what else do you have going on at RHS?
At RHS, I also do sports. I was the RHS girls soccer captain. I also did track and field. The president for Astra Club, and I did Link Crew, NHS, and I also did FBLA.
And do you feel like this year went better overall than last year?
I would say that this year had pros and cons compared to last year. Definitely one of the cons is, again, not getting to see as many people in the community that we had during school. But I would say the pros are is that I got to focus a little bit more, like, on myself and, like, my family and being able to adapt to certain things. But being able to have, like, the sports and clubs actually continue during COVID was actually really helpful, and it was actually really nice to be able to have those things amongst everything that happened this year.
So Jill, I want to ask you, how did this year go in comparison to at least the end of last year?
Well, you know, last year was such a surprise for us. It felt like, you know, one day we're operating school normal and everything's just fine. We heard a little warning that something may change. We're going to start spring break a bit early. And then the next thing we knew, we weren't coming back. And that was a shock for all of us and something we couldn't even imagine. So we had to move very quickly to what remote looked like and being able to get supplies to kids. And just that unknown so fast was much more difficult. So this year, we felt like we had time to communicate, to plan, to support, to think through some things. Now, I want to say there's a lot of changes that came throughout the year as well that we had to adjust to, but all of us as a community kind of anticipated some of that and worked together to make it a more successful year.
And so do you feel like overall, it, even though so many things kept changing, that it went better than the final part of last year?
Yeah, I absolutely do feel that way. And we knew the senior class coming in was strong. We knew that they had a lot of skills and that they could, with some support, really get through this year. And we're seeing that. They're ending very strong.
So Amaya, I want to ask you about maybe a particular highlight of this year for you.
Definitely what we accomplished in the leadership class. If you see leadership class in a regular school year, we're usually getting ready for like homecoming and prom and gathering input from the student body, just coming up with all kinds of projects on how to better advocate for our student body. But this year was totally different. We really lost a lot of the things that we had the years before. But my proudest accomplishment this year was that we stayed really productive. We didn't turn this year into a year of busy work. We actually got some very important things accomplished. We re-amended our ASB constitution completely, and that hadn't been done in quite a few years, so that was a really important step for us. We also personally reached out to students who are really struggling in distance learning, and we provided resources to them. We really wanted to give them that one-on-one connection and make sure that the school notices when you don't come to class, and we care. We have the largest group of freshmen coming into leadership class. We've kind of struggled with our numbers in recent years, but this year and next year we should have quite a few new students coming in. And that's definitely been one of the biggest accomplishments, I think, is that we really took what we could out of this year and we made something out of it, and I'm very proud of that.
A normal busy high school year, if you just go to classes and maybe do a extra thing or two, usually has a pretty busy schedule. What motivates you to be this busy?
I love the busy lifestyle. Actually, it's my preferred type of lifestyle. I'm a very go-getter type of person. But really, if you just find commitments that you are super passionate about, for me, leadership has been one of the most passionate things I've ever gotten involved with. If you really love what you're doing, it doesn't really feel like you're busy. It just feels like you're there helping the people that you love, for the people that you love, for the community that you love, and it really pays off in more ways than one.
Do you feel like Roseburg High School is a big school or is it a small school? I mean, everybody's perspective is a little different.
So I grew up in Washington, in a really small town, and my school was like a 3A. So coming to Roseburg, to me, it's a big school. But I think from a more global perspective, Roseburg is not quite as big of a school. We are definitely one of the larger schools in the state. But I think the school does a really good job of managing the amount of students that we have and advocating for all of them. And just making sure that even though we are still a larger school, everyone still has a place here and everyone really matters, if that makes sense.
Going to take a break. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245, but News Radio 1240, KQEN. inside Douglas County, 1248 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Tomorrow we'll talk about the Partner Sports Camp with Ryan Chandler on Fridays inside Douglas County. We're talking about the class of 2021 at Roseburg High School. Camille De La Cruz, one of the people in with us this afternoon. What about some highlights for you this year, some special things that maybe took place?
For me personally, I definitely think it was having the sports back. I'm pretty athletic, and I really love the sports because you get a sense of, like, a team effort and a community type of thing, and I really enjoy that. And having soccer occur because it was one of the fall sports that we were unsure if we were even going to have because it was so close to, are we going to open? Are we going to stay remote? And having soccer open up was actually really, really nice, especially as my senior year with the soccer captain and being with, like, with all the freshman ladies that were there. It was actually a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and I was probably one of the biggest highlights that happened this year for me was having sports open up and clubs being continuous.
What about this sports season, though? I'm, like, totally confused that we're playing basketball right now. It just doesn't – I mean, last night, I was at the girls' game last night. One of the problems was the sun was glaring in people's faces. That's never happened in a basketball game in the middle of winter.
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. I mean, originally, if I remember correctly, I think we were supposed to have winter sports occur first and then fall sports and then spring sports, but I think the school district, actually the state, actually tried to accommodate very well, trying to make sure that those sports did occur. I think it was very important, especially for the upperclassmen, especially the seniors. I know it's a little interesting having winter sports happen, like, past graduation and when school goes out, but I think having the ability to even play sports to begin with amongst everything that has happened is extremely important. I think it's something that we get to do, at least amongst COVID.
So, Jill, how did the staff do with all the constant changes in this entire 9-10 month period?
They were incredible. They trusted, they followed, they supported, they leaned in, they came together. They made so many changes, not only instructionally, but just even within, as we talked about, the 90-minute periods, changing year-long curriculum to semesters, the size of classes, the safety things that they had to take on. We ask a lot of them, and they continued to rise and meet the challenges in all in support of kids. And that's been our focus, and that's what happened this year. So they've done great. Now, I'm not going to say we're not okay with putting a close to this year. I'm really looking forward to the fall starting differently. But they adjusted and did incredibly well this year.
Are there things over the past year that educators have learned that are going to change education post-COVID?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's an opportunity that we never thought we'd have to rethink education. One thing I learned is that we can move so much faster than we thought we did, or that we thought we could. Our system's big, and we have a lot of moving parts and people and ways to communicate. But we moved to a one-to-one and block system and semester-long classes within a few weeks, and we were able to adjust to that. We also are learning how to use technology in the classroom. We've wanted to be a one-to-one school, and we got to do it. And I'm excited about how we look to use that in the future and how that's going to change the way we educate kids.
And even with the technology, whether classes in person or remote or some students of each, it seems like there have been opportunities, I'm guessing maybe even more on the high school level, to integrate folks to come in to speak to a class virtually. Yeah. That you may have never thought about trying to get to speak to a class before.
Yeah, we have. We've used Zoom has been incredible for us to be able to bring people in and from all over the United States to be able to share with our class. And we're excited to offer next year as well a virtual opportunities for our students. If they choose to stay home, we're going to have an online school underneath the kind of the system that we have at Roseburg High School.
So, Amaya, after graduation on Saturday, what's next for you? What do you hope to do?
So, in the fall, I will be attending the University of Oregon up in Eugene. I'm actually doing an accelerated course study. I've actually been technically a student at Umpqua Community College here through the dual credit program at Roseburg High School. So, I am graduating with about a year and like a tenth of a college, like associate's degree. So, I will be doing an accelerated course at the University of Oregon. I will be getting my bachelor's in business administration, and I will also be getting my master's in finance.
Now your parents will thank you for that because you've just saved them a bunch of money.
That's exactly the thought process that I went through when I was picking college credit. I really, really love the program that Roseburg offers because the courses are not... they are not too overwhelming, but they give you the opportunity to save money early on and get used to a college education as soon as your sophomore year, and it makes the transition into college so much easier. I do also really appreciate the AP teachers at our school. They do a great job of teaching the material and keeping it in a very understanding way for students who maybe struggle with the subjects.
When you get out of U of O, what do you hope to do?
That is, well, I'm not sure. I have one of two plans. I either plan to travel to Italy and attend a fashion institute to specialize in like fashion merchandising, fashion marketing, or I plan to go back to school to get my MBA, which is a master's in business administration. I'll probably be working in a company while I do this just to get some work field experience, but we'll see. I don't know what the future holds for me.
So Camille, let's talk about what your plans are after graduation on Saturday. What are you going to do next?
So after graduation in the coming fall, I will be attending the University of Portland to major in nursing along while taking some pre-med courses. And I also want to minor in business along the lines as well. And like Amaya also said, because of the generous college credit that is offered to us at Roseburg High School and along with the AP, I'm pretty sure I will be entering in as a sophomore at University of Portland. So it will has definitely saved me at least a year of education, which would be really nice.
When you get out of UP, then what?
Once I get out of UP, I have one or two ideas. Is I plan to either go to OHSU to pursue a career in the medical field, to become a pediatric surgeon is my end goal, or I will take a year off to work at Aviva Health to gain some work experience under my belt before I even go into medical school to up my resume.
So Jill, let's talk about graduation Saturday, logistics, what's going to happen, what are some of the limitations?
Yeah, things are going to look traditional but different this year. So our hope is to create as much of a traditional ceremony as we can. We will have the RHS band there playing Pomp and Circumstance. We will have students out on the field. We are going to have speakers that will be there. We'll have people handing out diplomas, and we will have guests in the stands. But of course, we have to ensure that we keep everyone safe. So chairs on the field will be 3 feet apart. People on the stage will be apart. And our stands, due to our county guidance level, will need to only fill 15%. So we do have four guests coming in person for each of our students, and they will invite them. But this year, something we've learned and we hope to continue is we'll be able to live stream the event, which we haven't in the past. So people can be at home watching RHS graduation through our webpage. It'll be live streamed there.
And talk about the graduation parade.
Yeah, and another thing we learned last year, that we want to celebrate our students as a community. And those of it have attended the graduation in the past have seen the thousands of people that we pack into the stands to support our students. And we want our students to have this same feeling. And so creating this graduation parade is a way our community can wrap their arms around our kids and support them. So our students will be gathering at the former Kmart parking lot, and they will be going down Stewart Parkway onto Stevens, across the Washington Street Bridge, and then turning into the high school. We'll have elementary and middle schools along the way supporting our students, and the staff will be there cheering them on. We encourage our community to come out, hold signs, yell, cheer. We're thankful for the police department and the firemen to be there in different ways supporting us as well. So that starts at 4 p.m. from Kmart, and we'll wrap all the way up into the high school. We anticipate probably 4:45 will be the end of the parade through there.
And is that before or after graduation?
That is after. So graduation starts at 11 a.m. and we should be done, we're guessing, around 1:30 by the time we clear out the parking lot. Students go home and get their well-decorated cars and gather back at Kmart, and we'll run through that parade. So it's a full day of activities for us, celebrating our kids.
All right, that wraps up Inside Douglas County for today. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.